KXFM, 11:13 the time, and I've been getting calls all day long and all week long about the COVID-19 response. I got a great call just now, and I'd like to air it with this. Is this Ron? Ron, are you on there?
Yeah. Hi. This is Ron Sizemore down here in the south end of Laguna.
Hey, Ron.
Graduated from the high school in 1963, so I'm dating myself. No, not going out with myself, but that's the year that I graduated from the high school.
Right. Well, I appreciate that. Well, you called in appreciation of the stuff that you're hearing here,
right. Definitely. You're contacting the community out there, and my concern is, and the millennials, and they aren't listening to us now, and maybe there's some way we can get them to listen to you guys, is to put a banner across Forest where Forest Avenue goes up and meets Glen Eyrie.
Right.
The city will usually hang a banner up there, you know, advertising the festival and some other little happenings around town and everything else.
Right.
And you need to have some banners hanging across the roads that people can see them that are going out and going shopping, that will alert them to your radio station and have it turned on 24/7 when you give out important news, especially during these time periods.
Right. Well, I appreciate you listening, and I appreciate you and everything you're saying here. And that's not a bad idea. And we're hoping that we are reaching people in the community. And you know, I don't know. I'm standing here in a room and I'm just talking, but I know
where you're standing. I've been down there before.
Okay.
In fact, I'd won a couple of the little contests that Tyler had gift certificates for different places around town when he had his History of Laguna thing.
Right.
But no, I know where you are. And then I talked to Tom Juliet, who has a program on 5 to 7 on Sundays, I guess,
right,
that plays surf music and everything. And he said, yeah, they're letting one person in and one person out, and everybody has handy wipes to wipe everything down, microphones and the buttons and everything else.
So let me ask you, Ron, are you locking yourself in? Are you?
I'm not locking myself in. I'd be out running around, but my motor scooter fell over a while back. I picked the thing up and got sciatic, and I've blown my knee out, and so I'm hobbling around on crutches.
Oh, sorry.
And I wished I was. I was talking to a friend in the north end of Laguna. I'd jump on my bicycle. He's going, yeah, Laguna's becoming what it was in 1950.
Right.
You know, there's just less traffic, and it's slowed down quite a bit. And us old timers can, well, mm-hmm. You know, we can feel for that, but wish the conditions weren't what they are that brought them on.
Right. Well, I need to tell you this, Ron, that I really, again, I do my job here. I'm not sure exactly who's getting the information. I couldn't be happier that you called to let me know that you appreciate the stuff that we're doing here.
I can understand that. I got a BA in speech communications, $5 to get me a cup of coffee at Starbucks through the drive-thru window.
Right.
But no, we had one of the teachers that I had was a radio announcer or something. He says, it's a lonely profession. You don't know who's listening to you or anything,
right,
unless somebody calls in, you know, and even back in the old days when nobody was calling in, it was lonelier. You know?
Well, Ron, I certainly,
you guys are doing a hell of a job, but you guys are doing a great job.
That's one of the ones we can use. So I really do appreciate that.
No. You guys are, and keep up the good work.
Thank you so much, Ron. Thanks for your call.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Bye.